issues, and I know that you just miss him. I got a fever just to see you feeling like a stalker, and didn't know I'm really good at making you feel awkward.
Mutually Awkward Podcast, episode 62. I'm Vince, and Paige is not with me right now. She is not here at all. She will be on this episode. I'm just throwing this this small intro out there to let you guys know. Paige and I, we wanted to record last week, and we both found that we just both couldn't make the time. We were both going out of town for various reasons, and we just would not make our normal podcast date. And I was like, I had this idea mowing in my head for a while of doing something new, and us not being able to record together kind of brought the perfect opportunity to do that. It's kind of a slight ripoff, though I'm going to use the words inspired by some other podcasts that I like, mainly Radio Diaries. They're Teenage Diaries episodes where it's usually one person kind of just talking into a microphone about their lives. In a similar fashion, one of my favorite podcasts that's kind of similar to ours, where it's two friends talking about life, called The Next Weekend Show. They recently did an episode where one of the hosts, he just spoke into the mic alone, solo, just about the world and some thoughts he wanted to get off his chest. And it turned out pretty good. So I told Paige, like, hey, we're both not going to be recording, but we're going to have things to talk about. What if we just recorded our own kind of, things that we wanted to talk about and put them into an episode one after another? It would kind of be like self-journaling. And, if it works out, we might do it again in the future. Next time we can't record together. So this is kind of a test, to see if it works. And, I was telling her that, we'll call it the Awkward Diaries. But thinking about that, I'm like, nah. I mean, diaries, what am I, 16? What am I, a 13-year-old girl? I'm not writing a diary. So I'm going to call this probably, I think we're going to call this the, the journal sessions. The journal sessions, yes. I mean, journal sounds much cooler than diaries. So first up, I'm going to play Paige's recording, and then my half will be right after a musical break of some sort, probably, because we always like doing that shit. So yeah, this is Mutually Awkward Podcast, again, episode 62, the journal sessions. Yeah, balls. I got no job, I got no money, got no self-esteem. I take your Xanax every morning for anxiety. I take your beer and take another, then I'm gonna call her. I'll probably end up fucking up and making it feel awkward. Hello, it's me, Paige. I was planning on recording on Sunday night. It's Friday night at 8:22 p.m. and I'm home. I drank a lot, so I'm pretty tipsy right now. I might use this for the, was it Mutually Awkward Diaries or whatever, or I might not use this. I might re-record something on Sunday. But right now, since I'm just lying on my couch and I'm not doing anything, I figured let's just see what happens. So I'm going on a date tomorrow. I was on Tinder this whole week and I managed to snag two dates. So one tomorrow in Zurich, which is about 1 hour away from Lucerne, which is where I live. And next weekend, I have another date with somebody else in Lucerne. So I'm pretty excited because I haven't been on a date in like 2 years. And the last date I went on, it was also a Tinder date. And I'm starting to realize that Tinder is
or just dating apps in general, it's good for people like me who are too shy to, like, interact with people in real life, I guess. So it's easier for me to talk to them and meet them through an app. And the thing is, when I was using Tinder in Hong Kong, I really hated it because most of the guys were really douchey, and I felt like you could sense that you really had to impress people to keep them interested in talking to you. And I feel like so far in Switzerland, I mean, or maybe it's just me, maybe I've changed because, I got more matches, first of all. And I'm really just meeting up with two people. Like, no one else has really talked to me. I've talked to several people over the course of the week, but, conversations died with other people. But I didn't feel so bothered by it because I was talking to other people at the same time. So, I don't know. But anyways, I'm just generally, I'm more casual about it. So maybe that's me. I don't know. Maybe that's just my, you know, views on, like, I'm not taking it as personally as it was back in Hong Kong, where, like, I would freak out if a guy stopped talking to me or something like that. But anyway, so I'm pretty excited. Like, I mean, one thing that I've kind of been trying to, one viewpoint I've been trying to, adopt for this year, and it was through Vince and our conversations, was just to be more open to meeting people. So before when I would see somebody, I would judge them purely based on looks, which I still do. But I noticed this time when I was like talking to people, first of all, I'm more open to, I haven't initiated any conversation myself, but I talk to anyone who initiates a conversation with me first. And I've been, like, swiping people who I think just, it'd be interesting to talk to this person. So I think maybe that's one major difference. But anyways, yeah, so I'm pretty excited for this date. I asked my friend, we're just hanging out. We're just meeting for lunch and walking around Zurich and stuff like that. And I don't have any expectations. But since it is Tinder and everything, I was like, you know, I want to look good. I want to look cute. So I asked my friend for advice. What should I wear? How should I do my makeup, you know? And yeah, so I'm just seeing this as an opportunity to visit Zurich, because that's something I've been wanting to do for 2 months, but I postponed it for various reasons. So figured, why not? And yeah, like, the one cool thing about these dating apps as a foreigner in a new country is you really get to meet people from all over the world. Like, the guy I'm meeting tomorrow, he's Irish, and the guy I'm supposed to meet the following weekend, he's Swiss. And it's just, I was like, that's really cool. Like, I think if you use dating apps primarily in the States, you'd probably just date people around your neighborhood or I don't know, whatever. So I think this is really interesting. And it's probably a good way for me to, like, I don't know, explore the country and just generally meet people. So, yeah. So I don't know what else to say. And don't you know I'm really good at making this feel awkward? I'm probably end up fucking up and making it super awkward. I'll probably end up fucking up and make it super awkward. I'll probably end up fucking up and make it super awkward. Oh,
confession, she recorded her part, even though we had a Sunday deadline that she mentioned. I got really sick, kind of, and did not record mine. So I actually heard her part, like, a couple days ago. And, you know, to give a small update, the date that Paige talked about apparently went really, really well. And, yeah, they're going out again this weekend. She describes this young man as looking like David Tennant. So, you know, all I gotta say about that is Alonzi. Well, my weekend was pretty good. I also went out of town. I went to San Diego on Saturday and visited some friends that I hadn't seen in a while. And it was just a weekend. Like, I have to say, San Diego used to be a city that I would never consider visiting because I just didn't really know much about it. Before last year, I hadn't gone since I was a child. And it is a great city for drinking. I mean, there are breweries everywhere. And there's a whole neighborhood full of breweries, so it's really walkable. And, you know, I went to my friend's house, and they had some other friends visiting as well. And, you know, when I arrived in San Diego on Saturday, they were already hungover from the night before, but were already drinking from the get-go. And, you know, shortly after, we went out to the first couple of breweries. We went drinking. We went back to their apartment around 1 a.m. with a lot of junk food. We started smoking the marijuana and got pretty, pretty high. Started baking cookies. And yeah, man, it was a weekend where I sort of kind of destroyed my body. You know, kind of let loose in a way. You kind of needed that. But at the same time, I probably destroyed my immune system because I came down with a cold on the train back to L.A., and was sneezing my ass off as I rushed to catch the Sunday night screening of Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, which they were playing in downtown, and which was amazing, by the way. And, you know, I spent the first several days during the week feeling pretty crappy. And, you know, when I'm sick, I kind of indulge myself because, hey, I'm already feeling shitty. I gotta feel as good as possible. I mean, that's what anyone should do, right? So I ate a lot of pizza. You know, pizza is always that one thing that I eat. You know, if I'm feeling sad or bad, pizza would make me feel good. And if I'm feeling great and I'm having a wonderful day, why not make it better? So I ate a lot of pizza. I went to No Lice, No Lycra. Danced off the last of my cold. And now I feel great. And, you know, so that is pretty much my week. This weekend is coming up. I'm pretty excited about it. I have a date as well. This girl I've been seeing, we've been on like a couple dates since New Year's. She texted me about her new haircut. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that. We're going to see another David Lynch movie. So, you know, no matter what, I'm excited to see that because it stars the same guy who plays Agent Cooper in Twin Peaks, and man, I can see him in anything. So I'm super stoked. And so, yeah, that's my update. You know, so another thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, some of my coworkers left the office this week, specifically on my team. And so, you know, a lot of people, we had a lot of free lunches. We had some free lunches for their goodbye. And one of our coworkers, we'll call him D, he loves to make rum cake for the office. It's sort of like his pride and joy. It's like the best thing he can make. Everyone loves it. He always makes it for every like birthday and everything. Personally, I don't like the cake at all. I think it is the worst. You know, I have a really particular taste for my cake. I'm a simple guy with simple tastes, simple likes. And, you know, when it comes to cake, I like my cake yellow with chocolate frosting. In my opinion, nothing beats that. All other cakes could go fuck themselves. And you know what? Like, as much as he's proud of his rum cake, I've had it once and I just forced myself to eat it. I did not like it. And every time he comes, I have to feign excitement. And I get kind of a lot of anxiety about it. Like, because it's like, damn. He's like, all right, Vince, you have to have the rum cake. And I'm like, oh, shit. And like, you know, when I saw him come into the office with a, you know, with a foiled lumps of shit, and I was like on his plate, I was like, fuck. Luckily he had to run, so I was able to avoid it. But yeah, like, do you guys ever have anxiety about things that your friends or coworkers or people in your life are proud of, and you're like, whenever they make it or bring it, or maybe you want to go eat at a certain place, you're like, fuck. I mean, I think if it was like a restaurant that a friend liked and said, oh, let's go. I would just tell them I don't like it. They would never go. But man, like, is it wrong to tell someone, like, I think your cake sucks? I don't know. Oh, shit. I'm getting texting right now. Apologies for that. Okay, so one more thing to mention. You know, this podcast has kind of taken a change lately, if you haven't noticed. Like, you know, Paige and I think we both feel less awkward these days. And it's kind of becoming less about talking about how we are awkward to how we're getting out of awkward situations. So, you know, and I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts similar that have similar subjects. And, you know, one piece of advice that I recently received was, you know, just take your headphones off when you're out and about, which, I don't know, for me, I used to take headphones everywhere I would go, you know, whether I'm on the train or from shopping. I mean, even now, I mean, usually right now, no, I mean, used to, I still do that. And, you know, I was shopping at Trader Joe's tonight, you know, for dinner for the upcoming week. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. So I took my headphones off. And holy cow, what a difference. I will not lie. I had 3 conversations at the grocery store. 3 conversations with people. I mean, sometimes I would have 1 with my headphones, but 3. And then not only that, there were at least 2, I noticed 2 girls, like, smiling at me. And one in the produce section, the classic part, and then one when she was, like, awkwardly trying to find, like, awkwardly trying to get away in line. And I was like, wow, like, I was noticing people. Something that I'm not really good at. And, yeah. And, I just want to say, like, if you're an awkward person, which you might be since you listen to this podcast, like, and you wear headphones or earbuds wherever you go, take them off. Take them off and see where it leads you. I mean, I think I'm going to try this coming weekend when I'm out and about and see what happens. It might be pretty awesome. So, yeah, it's a Thursday night, and I think that was pretty much what I had written down for this podcast. This weekend's the Super Bowl. I don't give a shit about that. I'm gonna go see Rogue One for the, I think, 7th time. So with that combined with my date, like, my weekend's pretty much set. Yeah. So hopefully this journaling probably did not come off that well. I'm not used to talking into a recorder by myself, but, whenever we do this again, I think we will. I kind of liked it. It should be good. And yeah, so this has been episode 62 of Mutually Awkward Podcast. Let us know what you think of this new of the journal sessions. And the next one should be back to our regular scheduled programming. So yeah, keep it awkward. Be positive.